This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name is Anthony. I'm from Irvine, California. And I have a couple stories for you guys. Not ghost stories per se, but more of dreams that I want to get you guys' opinion on. My wife and I have had a number of dreams in the past, but I'll only tell you about a couple that have kind of freaked us out a little bit. First of all, a little bit about myself. Kid in a religious family. My parents are both devout evangelical Christians, and they don't necessarily believe in ghosts or anything of that nature. They're more of believing in, you know, angels and guardian angels and demonic spirits and demons and stuff like that. And I was always raised, the closer you get to God, the more the devil feels threatened, and the more he will start attacking you with, you know, demonic things and stuff like that. So about 3 or 4 years ago, it was the first dream, and it was actually a dream that my wife had. First, I'll tell you about my point of view. I was laying in bed walking to my side, and I just all of a sudden suddenly started feeling her shaking uncontrollably. And when I turn and look at her, her mouth is wide open, and she is screaming without making a noise. So I shake her, and I wake her up. And when I wake her up, she starts crying uncontrollably, like someone looked at her and passed away or something. So finally, when I calm her down, she tells me that she just had a nightmare where I was the devil. In her dream, she was standing in the middle of the street, faced our house, and I was in the doorway, and I was in a full-on black suit, and we were just staring at each other. And as I started walking towards her, the closer I got, the hotter it got. The temperature just kept rising and rising. And it was to the point where she literally felt like her body was on fire. And I got toe-to-toe with her, and apparently I looked like the most evil creature she had ever seen, but it was still me. And I had horns, and I had this devil smile on my face, and she couldn't wake up. So finally she woke up, and we talked about it, and we prayed, and that was that. I want to say about a year later, there was another dream where, again, she was laying in bed, and I walked in, and I'm in that same suit, and I get on top of her, and I hold her down, and she feels like she's on fire again, and I'm not doing anything other than looking at her into her eyes. And she tells me that I have that smile, and the horns come back, and it freaked her out to the point again where she woke up in a panic. More recently, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, she had a dream that I passed away. And it was, I was pulling out of our house in our car, and another car that was coming down the street sideswiped me, and it flipped my car, and my car caught on fire. She came out of the house and can hear me screaming, "Don't me, oh my God, it burns, don't take me," and that I died. And this was another nightmare where she woke up screaming. Well, the same night, I had a dream. And I had a dream where I believe I went to hell. First off, the dream starts where I am in water, and it's pitch black, and it's deep enough where I can't touch the bottom, and there's people around me, but for some strange reason, I can't look around, and I can't see who's around me. The water, for some reason, starts getting thicker, and it's getting harder for me to stay afloat. Eventually, I get into the water, and I can't breathe anymore, and I'm starting to inhale this water, and I'm feeling everything like it's happening in real life. And right before everything goes dark, I blink, and I'm in this room. And while I'm in this room, I'm standing up, and I feel people around me again, but yet I can't look at them. I can't turn to see who's there, and it's pitch black again. The temperature starts growing hotter and hotter to the point where I literally feel like I'm melting. I fall to my knees. My knees are burning. My knees are on fire. I fall to my hands, and then finally I fall onto my chest and on my face, where the heat is so unbearable that I pass out. Well, I blink, and I'm standing up again, and I'm in the same room, but this time I'm alone. And I can hear whispers, and I can hear noises, like there's things there. Not the same noises as when I heard, you know, that there were people around me, but just evil noises and whispers. And just to let you guys know, I have a deathly fear of rats. Like, that is just my phobia. And as I'm standing there, I can hear mice noises. Like, just the nastiest mice noises. And then I can feel them get to my feet. And then they start biting my feet. And it hurts so bad that I drop to my knees. And then they start attacking my legs. And I put my hands on the floor, and they start attacking my hands. And then I fall on my face, and I can just feel them going at my body. And I can feel every single bite. And I close my eyes, and I open them, and I'm in the water again. And this goes continuously 3 or 4 times before I wake up. When I woke up, for some reason, I didn't feel scared. I didn't feel any kind of terror. I actually felt a sense of calm, which is strange to me. But I do believe that maybe this was my version of hell. I asked my parents about it. My father is a pastor. Like I said, they're both about evangelical Christians, and my father believes that, you know, since I'm not as religious as I used to be, I've kind of left the path, as they say. This is God's way of letting me know, you need to get back on the path because the devil is inside of me. Just wanted to hear what you guys think. You know, a couple dreams my wife had and a dream I had. Oh, and I almost forgot. Every now and then when it's late at night, when I wake up to use the restroom, I'm kind of scared to look in the mirror, because every now and then for a split second, when I stare too long, I feel like it's not me looking back. Like I'm almost not recognizable, but then like an instant, I'm back to myself. Just wanted to get you guys' insight. Let me know what you guys think. I'm a huge fan. I'm about to become an EPP, and I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.